because I just pulled the pages and found one. Here, you talk about the nature of the complaint, the case number assigned. I mean, those are the kinds of things that to me should be in a procedural manual and not in a statute.
I agree that those are interesting.
The reason that was put in there was because, you know, I have represented a number of clients and some of the other commissioners at that time were working on this bill to represent a client but couldn't get a complaint filed. They could not get a complaint filed. They couldn't walk into the Division of Occupational Licensing and say, I have a problem with this person, what do I do? And they were told, we can't do anything about it. So they had to go to a lawyer to find out what they could do about it.
And they couldn't find it either.
And the lawyer couldn't find it either because there were no procedures and there was nobody that wanted to be responsible. And the general response was, well, gee, you ought to go talk to the board. Well, in many instances, the problem was that the board refused to take any action. And you have people that could not get licensed. They couldn't even get to the application stage.
Well, hi.
I would agree with Kathy that some things in the statute that we drew could have been in regulation, and I think that's still a choice that the commission might want to make. And in fact, I had penciled a comment on that section that went into that question, and I see. The way it got typed, it skips from 440 to 460, leaving out that particular comment. But anyway, that was part of the background on this thing.
There's certainly plenty of substantive issues.
And that also really a kind of a sliding scale issue where there's a line to be drawn. And
we have to go back and look at it again where to draw that line.
Because it's not a question that I think that it's important that we should memorialize all of these office procedures, so to speak, into a statute. But if not in a statute, those are substantive, should at least be in a regulation. And I think we still need to look at those areas where we don't have them in either statute or regulation form. I think the commissioners at the time all felt that it was really unfortunate that a bill had to be drafted that told the various boards how to afford due process rights to applicants. Mm-hmm. But there didn't appear to be any alternative. And that, fine, if you don't want to spell it out, and if occupational licensing is not in a position to spell it out, which they weren't at the time, or they wanted to do that, then fine, then we'll do it. We'll provide you with a vehicle so that it's all spelled out and you won't have to worry about how it's done. And we'll give you the uniformity.
Well, that's been a glaring gap, and it was one of the first things that Kathy took over.
So we should still look at those areas where there probably should be a regulation and get away from what, you know, trying to have the commission draft an office manual.
Yeah.
Right. The commission at the time didn't want to do that, and I'm not interested in doing that now, except to the extent that if we don't do it, it won't get done.
Well, it would certainly some kind of centralized approach too would certainly cut down on the number of bills that we have to work on and
An example is this year with the 9 or 10 licensing bills. I think you guys or the legislature, whatever, with your input, put this standard disciplinary sanction menu into 4 or 5 separate licensing bills. But then
Because we were afraid, the 222 wouldn't go.
We didn't know if 222, the one that put it in 801, would pass. Well, it did, so now that's something we have to mention in all of your review letters.
But we're starting next session with 19 bills that have already been drafted, and the majority have been introduced in the last 1 weeks of the session. And, you know, there are so many. Some are going to deal with locum tenens, and some are going to deal with temporary permits, and the problem gets compounded and compounded every year because every occupation says, but this is a special important need that we have. And if we could get some basic broad authority for them in statute that applies to all of them, and they could deal with their little specifics in regulation, then when the specifics change, the national changes their standards, or they join a regional testing or a national testing center, we don't have to go back and change a whole statute, we just go in and change a regulation. It's so unwieldy to deal with the legislature.
And, you know, the commission has always understood that. It's always preferred to be able to delegate rulemaking authority to the department
Well, they are definitely real problems, and you know, I applaud this effort. I think it's tremendous.
It sort of seems like when we have a bill, it's gonna, a lot of the stuff that's in this draft won't be in another one, but also I hope that there would be a lot of additional matters covered that weren't thought of before.
I'd like to ask Kathy if there's any other specific area that you think we should address, and then there's a suggestion to the commission that we adjourn and come back after lunch at 1:30 or whenever, and focus on where do we go from here procedurally in our own process.
Did I hit everything that you have a concern for in mind at all?
Yeah, not in the same order. I mean, I don't know if this was a prioritization.
No priority, just things that, difficulties I've seen. And
I have a couple additions to make. I'll just mention them briefly while you're here. One I've already mentioned about where there's hoops to jump through before an applicant's allowed to be examined, those should be in the statute. That should be standardized probably. The disciplinary stuff that was added in so many separate bills plus the blanket bill this year needs work. It includes five or six subsections. Really only the first subsection, I think, is totally without fault. So, and then
you mean
companion,
you can put that back in here in the bill?
Well, deal with it again. I mean, say delete, well, perhaps something as simple as repeal subsections B through F, but at least address those issues.
Just got it past me.
No, but the menu is good. That was the main thing. But the summary suspension.
She's going to have a heart attack in a second.
But anyway, I mean, that I think that there's more to do in the discipline area. Also, not just the sanction part, but the list of the grounds for discipline can be somewhat standardized, you know, like substance abuse, fraud. Most grounds for discipline apply to all professions, and if you look now, there's much overlap in the individual list.
Yeah, and the bill does do that.
Right.
It provides a section, a standard section on grounds, and then it tries to adjust in the different occupations, and which require a certain amount of, quite a bit of adjusting in some.
I'd sure like to see discipline in another state as a ground for denial of application. Anyway, another one is something on this reinstatement issue that I mentioned, the reinstatement of lapsed licenses, how they can be handled uniformly.
I broke that down myself.
And let's see, that's all. Yeah.
We also do have in the bill a section 470 on effective discipline of a licensee in by another state, and whether it meets your purposes or not,
right.
I don't know, but
right.
But there is a section on the subject.
Yeah, there's a fairly comprehensive treatment in the bill with licensing, continuing education standards, reinstatement, discipline, this sort of thing. And the reason that was done was because there were glaring holes in the Administrative Procedure Act. And to say that gives you the necessary framework to, you know, administer your department, I think is stretching credibility a little bit. I'm not sure.
Oh,
you
no,
know,
I don't
saying
like
that we have, you know, the commission is now working on the Administrative Procedure Act for the very same reasons that it put this rather comprehensive treatment in the licensing bill, was because there were few, if any, guidelines in the APA to tell you what to do in these various areas. I think it would be helpful, Commission, if we could get your thoughts on what you think of the specific procedures in there, you know, how they duplicate what you've already done, or how they might be good standing alone, because it may be that the APA is not the appropriate vehicle to deal with occupational licensing safeguards. It may be that because of the makeup of your department, your budget, a number of considerations, it would be better to have separate treatment, you know, a mini APA that just dealt with occupational licensing, rather than have it subsumed generally under the APA bill. We don't know if that's going to go through the legislature either.
Well, it's certainly needed.
Kathy's been pretty creative in trying to develop less formal means of dispute resolution than the full-blown APA hearing, which is really I think one of the main problems with it. And so, I mean, it's creativity, and you can, it'd be better to have that stuff in statute. But one last thing that I think is already in this bill that I think is critical and perhaps would be worthy of a bill, if nothing else, if we couldn't agree on anything else, would be, I think, the criteria, the stuff that's already in here, about how the legislature or how the department will deal with requests for additional licensing systems.
Or new license.
Right.
Yeah, new sunrise process. Absolutely.
I've spotted another hole in here, and it's in the table of contents. We left out at the end of ASO2, we left out any reference to ASO3, and in our bill, ASO3 is that section, various procedures that provide for the considerations that go into licensing a new another occupation.
Is that one of the appendices?
No.
The table of contents?
The table of contents is attached to the bill itself.
This one.
The largest, oh yeah, okay.
Why did you go with O2 instead of just revising O1?
So that you would not have overlaps later of this. It was a large revision of O1, and often when you do a large revision, you just don't want to any longer tie everything back to the same section numbers. I think it would have been impossible to have done it effectively.
I was just curious.
But at the end of the, let's see, three pages down, four pages down into the table of contents that covers the bill, there is an omission of references to 0803, which
wait the third fourth page
subject.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. 0803 then is this whole subject of evaluation of need for regulation and procedures that go into that.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful addition and very, very necessary. I don't know how the legislature will work on that. Do you anticipate any problem with that?
Our job is to, propose these things that aren't really popular with interest groups.
The sunrise is the legislature's.
Right. Well, I mean, certainly one legislature cannot bind another, but once there's a statutory system in place, it's
is there some place to put that other than in our statute? I mean, since, there are over 200 boards, how many boards are there? 250 boards and commissions in this state. We're talking about 20-some here. If you can take that sunrise provision and get it into something that impacts all boards and commissions, I think that would be outstanding.
Like, what is it, 3905 or something like that on the appointment? The stuff that I had cross-referenced in my version of the appointment of board members, and then I just noticed over the weekend as I was reviewing 222, George took that out.
That gets you right in the middle between the legislature and the executive branch. If you start trying to set forth standards for creation of boards, that probably would result in a veto by the governor. He looked at that, and there were legislative standards for when he could create his boards. Always been looked at as a executive branch prerogative. So
there has been a bill, or there was a bill in the legislature in 1981 or thereabouts that we more or less lifted, well, with changes, but nevertheless more or less lifted and made this 0803 that's in this bill. So. There has been a bill, at least then, that was before the legislature on that subject. And I don't know, the commission thought it was worthwhile to have this section in here, but I was in fact a little bit surprised when it came to so many changes in this area that this wasn't included, but hadn't.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think we need to burden Kathy coming back after lunch, but I think it would be helpful if Dick could be here if he's willing.
Well, I would like to invite you to be here if you want to.
Actually, I feel like at this point, this is probably we're going to be making some policy decisions about what
well, how to approach the job. I don't think we're prepared to make policy decisions on substance, but how to approach what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be deciding what we do.
Yeah, I think it's probably best if we get an opportunity to look at your next draft.
Okay.
Yeah. And he and I work together practically daily, so he can certainly keep me informed.
Right. I was going to say, you would probably be involved before we had our next draft.
Okay, yeah.
At least I would try
to
involve you.
Yeah, in the working part of it, I would certainly
Dick,
can you
sit with us this afternoon?
I could come down if you wish.
You have a grasp of what it takes to do the job, and we need to make some estimate of what we're capable of doing, given our budget and time constraints and otherwise.
I would wonder at what point you would wish to involve the legislative affairs draftsperson, and who I take it would work with the commission much like I had in going.
I think we still have to figure out what we want to do, if anything. Mm-hmm.
And another question that I think is a tough one, but an important one, is to decide when or at what point you want to involve the various occupations in some sort of a...
Certainly we need another draft for that.
And it has to be pretty early. Not too early, but it has to be pretty early, or else...
Well, the question is, can you come back this afternoon?
Yeah, I can
come back at 1:30.
I can.
Yeah. We'll be there until 1:30.
I certainly will be glad to help with just a...
Fred, this is John Abbott, and we've resumed our meeting and just now getting into a discussion of what we're going to do with occupational licensing as a result of this morning's presentation by Dick Regan and hearing the comments of Kathy Marshall and Peter Kralik, and we're discussing now the advisability of having the subcommittee, Judge Stewart, Peter, kind of do an issue identification presentation for us at our next meeting on the 26th in Anchorage, which will identify what in the bill we need to focus on and what we don't need to focus on as a result of statutory changes and innovations that have taken place in the occupational licensing division since our last go-around in 1983 in the Hunt licensing bill. So we're just into that discussion now. Probably not going to be that long, Fred. We, you know, it looks like our decision is going to be fairly easy, I think. I would think so. So, anyway, Judge Stewart, I think that would be very helpful to have the subcommittee make a presentation to us, give all of us an opportunity to go over Dick Regan's material and start getting into the substantive issue of what could be taken out and what we can do with what's there, and Peter's suggestion of adding a few more sections.
Do you have a name? Not really. I think it's called
Yes, Fred. Sort of the thrust. I think I understand what you're saying, Fred. Nothing is foreclosed, Fred, but as a result of the information that got kicked around this morning, there have been some fairly significant changes, including House Bill 222. Yeah, that has made significant changes in the philosophy of the way the Division of Occupational Licensing operates now, which may ultimately preclude us from getting into some of our more innovative ideas again. one thing, the Real Estate Commission has now been effectively brought back within the Division of Occupational Licensing. Right, and that's been accomplished now. Another thing that came out of the discussion this morning was the fact that, Kathy Marshall efforts in occupational licensing have resulted in a rather extensive operations manual that's now used by the division, which answered a lot of the problems and questions that the commission had in 1981 and 1982. Admittedly, some of those things have to be given the dignity of either a statutory treatment or regulation in order to meet due process objection. But they've gone quite a ways since, you know, we were dealing with a division that had, in effect, no operating manual. I think that would be helpful, Fred, and I'm sure we'll get into that. Is there further discussion on what the subcommittee is going to do and what will be the agenda for the most part for the next meeting, the 26th? Check on that, Peter.
Yeah.
And see if there may be any possibility they could attend their meeting. Am I correct in believing there's a consensus that we do want to move forward with some sort of a bill, the exact parameters of which will be determined by our deliberation work on the bill? Then questions as to what we're going to do at our next meeting and what we want to do with occupational licensing. Is that the information from Dick Regan? Probably one last thing as far as Dick Regan is concerned. We went over and met with Mary Margaret over at Legislative Affairs in terms of his contract. As I predicted, he spoke with some of you, Dick had underpriced himself in terms of the amount of time that he's actually spent on this. He didn't allocate anything for the meeting today. He's been with us here, working with us, and exceeded, I'm sure, considerably the hourly rate to keep under the $2,500 minimum. I would propose that we raise that minimum to include both his time for today and to compensate for the fact that he's put in more than $2,500 for the time. But that hasn't been drafted yet, Nick. Would entertain a motion to raise the $2,500 to $3,500 to compensate for his time today and the additional work that he put into this.
All right, I would so move I don't situate it. It's going to be so very low. I'm sorry, man. He's done the work.
Well, he's done the work, and the bucks are there, and any objection? We have unanimous consent. Anything further to come before the commission at this time? Well, on the 26th, we'll take up occupational licensing. We're still in the process of getting out the APA for comment, but we'll also have our year-end wrap-up on what happens with our budget and anything else that we want to do before the end of the fiscal year. Stand adjourned till June 26th in Anchorage at 9 a.m. L-I-O.